Thank you. Now I now have the sports report collated by Andrew Colomossi. Time now for our monthly sports report, and we start with cricket, where Walsden's 100% start to their first Lancashire League campaign finally ended in their 15th match against neighbours Littleborough. But ironically, in this sun-drenched summer, it was not the quality of the opposition that denied the league leaders, but the weather, with rain halting proceedings early in Littleborough's reply to Walsden's 281-6. They had started the month with emphatic victories over Cohen and Great Harwood, in which they scored a club record 50 over total of 355-8, and Burnley, and maintained their title push after the Littleborough disappointment with another victory over Crompton. Neighbours Todmorden have a less lofty target, a place in the top 12 to ensure First Division status at Centreville when the league divides into two divisions next season. After a disappointing Worsley Cup semi-final defeat by Burnley at Centreville, Todd lost by 4 wickets at Nelson, their former professional Keisa Abbas guiding the opposition home with an unbeaten 88. A 7-wicket victory over Rishton steadied the ship before they scored a spectacular 72-run win over Milnrow. Todd piled up 291-2 in their 50 overs, with opener Ben Pearson hitting a club amateur record of 152 not out and sharing a third wicket stand of 237 with professional Chris Schofield, another club record. And now athletics. Now, and Tomlin Harriers, Annie Roberts, enjoyed a fine England debut at the Snowdon International on July the 21st. The 10-mile race featuring a 3,300-foot climb to the summit of Snowdon. Over 600 runners from 10 countries competed, and Annie was the 7th female to finish when she crossed the line in 98th place overall. Fellow Harriers James Riley and Richard Butterwick finished 229 and 248 respectively. Now the local football season is just around the corner now, and two Tomlin clubs will be playing in new surroundings. Tomlin Borough, who were forced to withdraw from the East Lancashire League last season because of player shortage, have switched to the Lancashire Amateur League, with manager Andy Pilling hopeful of a stronger squad this time. And Woodhouse United have joined the Halifax Sunday League, citing travel problems as the main reason for leaving the Rochdale Sunday League, which involves several trips into the Manchester area. And finally, Cornholme School won the Tomlin Inter-School Mixed Rounders competition, boasting a 100% record after matches against Tomlin C of E, Castle Hill and Fernley Schools.